Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, everybody, we have some breaking news that is very bad for the United States. The headline that I just read has made me come to the conclusion that the United States is a declining empire. We are an empire in decline who cannot even win a war with the country of Iran without scrambling and ruining all of our alliances. Donald Trump just posted moments ago that he is canceling the negotiation meeting in Pakistan that was supposed to be attended by Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff. For some reason, no Marco Rubio, the vice president isn't trusted to go. We're just sending Donald Trump's son-in-law and some real estate guy. Either way, he canceled the trip, and he said it's due to time management reasons, but the reality is the Iranians were the ones who canceled first. They said that the United States doesn't even have the cards to bring the Iranians to the table. We have all of these asks of the Iranian regime, and there's not much that they want from us right now. We're asking them to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, to cede control of the Strait of Hormuz to everybody else, to allow free shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, to get rid of their nuclear enrichment, to stop any sort of programs. I mean, we have all of these asks for the regime, and they've come to the conclusion that they can just continue to extend this and continue to inflict damage because the United States, we're the party that is making asks of Iran. Now, Donald Trump just posted moments ago saying that it's canceled. The meeting is off. We first learned through Aisha Hasni, a reporter. She said, breaking, President Trump just told me over the phone that he has unilaterally canceled Witkoff and Kushner's trip to Pakistan to meet with the Iranians. Quote, I've told my people a little while ago when they were getting ready to leave, I said, nope, you're not making an 18-hour flight to go there. So it's a time thing. It's obviously not anything to do with the flight time. They can still do work on the flight. It has nothing to do with that. It's the fact that we do not have any cards. Donald Trump then goes on to say, nope, you're not making an 18-hour flight to go there. We have all the cards. They can call us anytime they want, but you're not going to be making any more 18-hour flights to sit around talking about nothing. So he says in one breath that we have all the cards, but then he says in the next breath that they can call whenever they want. So if they're not calling us, and if they're not negotiating with us, and if they're not showing up to the table, it seems like we don't have all of the cards, homie. It seems like they have some cards as well, and they are using that to inflict, you know, more long-term damage on the United States. Trump also sent out a Truth Social post that I will read for you in just one second, but I want to expand on the words that I said earlier on about the empire in decline, because I do understand those are strong, strong words. I don't just throw that around. I don't just say that for edginess. I genuinely think that the United States losing this war could indicate a huge change in the trajectory of this country. The United States is at the very least a faltering empire, and faltering empires cannot survive a military loss against a country like Iran. It breaks our aura of strength and invincibility. I understand that we lost Afghanistan and Vietnam, but these were long-term 20-year wars. Vietnam was 19 years long, and by the time we left Afghanistan, for example, people were just thinking that we basically got bored. They weren't thinking of it as this huge loss, but a six-week war so far that we are clearly losing, that ruins any sort of veil of invincibility that the United States had, and we are now a faltering empire on the decline. If we walk away right now, the United States will have failed to impose a favorable negotiation with the regime of Iran, which means that we lost. It quite literally means that we have lost this war. So right now, Trump is in a position where he's realized, I can't get what I want through diplomacy. We can't negotiate. I can't get what I want through war. We can't fight. So now he has nowhere to go. Now, there are only two ways to end this war at this current moment. The first one is a huge escalation on behalf of the United States, which is what Donald Trump has been threatening. He understands that normal war isn't going to work. Diplomacy isn't going to work. We're losing this war. That is why he is threatening these insane strikes against their desalination plants, against their civilian infrastructure. He's trying to scare them. So either we hugely escalate and commit war crimes and become absolute, just awful, awful operators on the global stage, Or Donald Trump has to engage in a humiliating climb down after saying that we've won, after saying that they're destroyed, after saying that this was easy. He will have to climb down from all of that, all of his grandiose statements, and say, we're essentially wrapping this up. This would look so bad for the United States because we've promised that we were going to get X, Y, Z, less nukes, the Strait of Hormuz reopen, and right now we have gotten zero, none, nada. We've gotten absolutely nothing. Let's read Donald Trump's post. And by the way, make sure you drop a like on the Adam Mockler feed. Make sure you subscribe. I'm working hard in DC this week representing new media, making sure we push for a better country. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of CNN work, a lot of debates, just trying to make sure that the facts are out there. So thank you guys. Subscribe below and let's read this. Trump's excuse is laughable. He said, I just canceled the trip of my representatives going is Islamabad. Is that a typo in the first sentence? Look at this closely. I just canceled the trip of my representatives going is Islamabad. Did no one proofread this or double check this? It says to meet with the Iranians. Too much time wasted on traveling, too much work. Besides which, there is tremendous infighting and confusion within their leadership. Nobody knows who's in charge, including them. We have all the cars, they have none. If they want to talk, all they have to do is call. Are we serious here? This dude has the goal to say too much work. Oh yeah, I don't want to waste time negotiating. Sorry, negotiating a nuclear deal with Iran after I started a war with them is a bit too much of a hassle for me. We've got a lot of work to do. We just don't have the time of day to finish the war that we started. What a sickening, sickening way to frame this. He then says there's tremendous infighting and confusion within their leadership. Yeah, I don't think they're the only ones with confused leadership right now. He then says nobody knows who is in charge. Yeah, I don't think they're the only ones with a, you know, sleepy leader. Apparently their leader lost his leg and lost like the left half of his face or whatever. But even in that state, he seems to be equally as sharp as Donald Trump, who is falling asleep during every single Oval Office presser that he's had over the past few months. We learned early this morning, Iran's foreign minister had left Pakistan without meeting with the US for the second round of negotiations. Just think about this. Iran's foreign minister went to Pakistan. He was in Islamabad, and then Donald Trump was going to send J.D. Vance. I covered this a bit. He was going to send J.D. Vance, and then J.D. Vance got pulled out of the trip and then added back on, and then the trip got canceled, and then finally, Kushner and Witkoff were going to be the ones to go negotiate. But before they could even leave, Iran's foreign minister dipped. Another simple question. If we have all of the cards, as Donald Trump says, why can't we even get to them to the table? If we've won as decisively as Donald Trump says, why can't we even reopen the Strait of Hormuz? If Iran is as obliterated and destroyed as Donald Trump says, why can't we just get them into a favorable deal for the United States? The reason is because none of what I said has actually happened. Iran is in a weaker position than they were, but they're not obliterated. The United States is in a weaker position too. The United States does not have all of the cards. We have a stronger military, sure, but that's not what Trump is saying. He's not saying we have a stronger, he thinks that we have all of the leverage right now because he doesn't understand what's going on. Midas Touch also says new photos from USS Abraham Lincoln show service members receiving minimal food portions as reports grow that some troops have lost significant weight and aren't receiving care packages, while the Pentagon denies any shortages. Man, we're asking for hundreds of billions of more dollars for our Pentagon. Actually, Trump is asking for $1.5 trillion in his next budget bill, but in the short term, they're asking for $200 billion for the Pentagon so they can just not feed their service members, so they can just treat people like shit and start more wars. Also, a lot of U.S. naval ships are moving into the Middle East this week. USS George H.W. Bush has cleared Africa and is now steaming towards Iran. The USS Ford is also heading back to Iran. Both carrier groups will arrive this weekend. This could mark a major escalation in the conflict. USS Iwo Jima has now taken a position off the Venezuelan coast. USS Kearsarge is protecting the Gulf of America. New deployment of the USS Theodore Roosevelt on the U.S. West Coast. We are seeing some major movement, which could signal some major escalation. We don't know which path Donald Trump's going to take. Again, there's either the crazy escalatory path or there's a humiliating off-ramp path. Obviously, we want an off-ramp so less people die and so there's not absolute total, you know, war crimes being committed. Nobody wants the escalation, but we're going to continue to cover this on the Adam Mockler feed every single day. If you want to continue supporting the work as I travel around, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I love you all, and peace out.